Hi, this is Kurtwood Smith. You remember me from such TV comedies as That 70s Show and That 90s Show on Netflix. I'll never forget the words that my grandfather said just before he kicked the bucket. He said, "Watch how far I can kick this bucket." People ask me where I get my dad jokes from. I tell them to listen to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast. Listen to Daily Dad Jokes every day on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, and welcome to a very special Thanksgiving episode of Hashtag Storytime. I'm your host, Will Giblet Gravy McFadden. Now, we have been working hard banging out season 4, but in the meantime, I wanted to give you a little taste to satiate your storytime thirst. I figured all you fable babies are going to be traveling to and fro and could use some fresh content to entertain you on your road trip, or to lull you to sleep before takeoff, or to blast in your headphones to drown out the conspiratorial rantings of your shitty uncle. You know, use it as you see fit. Speaking of family, this episode, I am joined by the official Fable fam, my good friends Jason, Daniela, and Jordan. Now, we did a deep dive on one of our favorite subreddits, AITA, which is Am I the Asshole? And this is a place where people post their controversial stories of strife and let the internet decide if they are the asshole in that situation or not. Well, let me tell you, we found some Thanksgiving gems and played judge, jury, and executioner. What's up, Fable Babies, and happy Thanksgiving. We're doing something different. We're experimenting. We're trying new things. I'm joined by my fantastic Fable faculty, my crew of producers, Jason, Jordan, and Daniela. Thank you all for being here.
Ooh.
And for making this show happen.
People wave like such idiots on video calls. Realized.
Just so you all know, they're all waving at the podcast.
Yes.
So obviously they're new to this whole medium. are you guys excited for Thanksgiving? Do you have any big plans?
Hell yes. I'm going to go see my grandma, which is amazing. So it's going to be like a Puerto Rican Thanksgiving, lots of yellow rice.
And grandma in Miami?
Orlando.
Yeah. Orlando.
Yeah. Okay,
so a very Florida Thanksgiving.
Yes, excited.
Cute. Jordan, what are you doing for Thanksgiving?
I'm probably just gonna, you know, order some pizza and watch Netflix and not have to stress about family drama. I'm not going home for Thanksgiving this
Lucky.
Year. I had enough of my family for 2 years last year when they dragged me to the yurt. If you all recall.
Oh, that's right.
I remember
that's
that.
That's right. You were in a yurt last year. That's,
yeah. Yes.
Yurtsgiving.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It was giving yurt. And it was not, It was not an enjoyable experience. So I'm going to abstain from the Thanksgiving celebrations
this
year.
Keep your peace.
However, I'm just going to eat like a tofurkey or whatever the vegans eat, you know, call it a day.
Yeah.
Also, you're from upstate New York where it's like there's like 5 feet of snow about to be dumped on it this weekend.
Allegedly. Yeah. So I'm feeling real good about my choice to move across the country today.
I like you just abstain. You're like, Thanksgiving, I'm just going to abstain. I'm just going to pass. I'm going to pass on it.
I think more people should abstain from Thanksgiving.
Hot take, abstain.
You're really deserving after your yurt experience, though. Like, I feel like you get That's 3 Thanksgiving passes because of that.
I think we'll need a separate episode story time of Thanksgiving in a yurt.
We'll have to really debrief.
Jason, what are you doing for Thanksgiving?
Well, I'm excited to see my family. I'm not excited for how cold it's going to be. I'm going from Los Angeles to Minneapolis, Minnesota, and there will be a lot of snow. Yeah, it's just going to be survival mode when I get there. Bundle up, put a lot of layers on my 11-month-old baby, and just hope we get through the winter.
Oh, that's right. This is baby's first Thanksgiving. Little Aww. Noah, she's going to have her first turkey mashed potato Aww. Stuffing.
Cranberries.
We Are you going to dress her? We need a picture outfit. Of her in a cornucopia.
Yes.
That's what I want.
She will be in a cornucopia dressed as a turkey, but she's not going to be served. She's going to be serving.
That's right. Serving.
Exactly.
Cut the cameras.
Hopefully there'll be a picture in the description of this. Hopefully.
Love that.
All right, great. So the plan today is we have scoured one of our favorite subreddits, Am I the Asshole? And we've all found some fantastic stories from Thanksgiving. And we're going to share them with you. And then we're also going to judge these people and vote whether they are assholes or not. If you haven't been on Am I the Asshole, it's a great subreddit. It's, you know, it's a place for, it's a catharsis for frustrated moral philosophers, you know, and a place to finally find out if you were wrong in that argument that's been bothering you for years and years and years. So it's a safe space to call people assholes, which I appreciate. So I'm going to go ahead and go first. I've got a great story. It's posted by user Brithavics. I think it's pronounced Brithavics. And they said, I, 28-year-old male, am currently pretty much estranged from my family. Lucky. I have a younger sister, 27 female, named Tori. When one of my friends, Brendan, 28-year-old male, started dating Tori, I hated it at first, but eventually I gained a best friend. And they got married in 2018, and I was the best man. Brendan is now like my brother. We are that close. In 2020, Tori left Brendan for another guy. Reality TV type shit. My parents were incredibly upset, as was I. My sister moved in with the guy immediately. My parents knew I was pissed, but had to, quote unquote, support their daughter. Let's take a moment there and unpack that first paragraph. Thoughts?
Tori's a thought.
I don't trust people named Brendan. Yeah.
Okay.
I do feel bad for Brendan, who found a friend in his brother-in-law, but I will let Tori follow her heart.
Here's where I'm getting kind of triggered is this guy chose the, he made best friends with the new guy, you know, and he's choosing him over his sister.
Yeah.
Also befriend the reality star now. Don't be shy.
It's just, he seems like a dude who's like bros before hoes, you know, bros before hoes. Even if that hoe's my sister, just going to say bros before hoes.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, what about family first?
I need like a recap because I think I got it twisted. So okay, this man's sister got a new boyfriend.
Quick recap. Okay, the poster, let's call him Derek. Derek, his sister Tori, got married to a guy named Brendan. Derek fell in love with Brendan. Bromance galore, loved each other. They were besties. Then sister Tori cheated on Brendan, got a new guy. Left Brendan for another guy. And then Derek was really upset with his sister. super pissed. And then he says, my parents knew I was super pissed, but I had to support their daughter. So he's even referring to his own sister as their daughter.
Weird.
All right. So that's where we're at. That's where we're at. That's the,
got it.
That's what Derek's bringing. Okay. Let's move on. In 2020, when Tori's second wedding happened, I didn't go. Me and my dad had it out over it. My mother tried playing peacekeeper for the family. My parents then started giving me the silent treatment. When 2020 holiday season came around, it was the height of COVID. My parents said that I should just do my own thing this year because with me going out a lot, they didn't want me spreading diseases. My exact response was, if you're worried about catching diseases from other people, shouldn't you be more worried about Tori? I mean, she's the one who likes to sleep around. Me and my dad had another fight, especially due to this family over everything mantra. Okay.
Speechless.
So I think this Derek, that is his name.
I mean, that's what I made up. That's his fake name.
Derek is Derek. A twisted individual. I think insinuating that his sister would give his parents an STD is ludicrous, disgusting, insane, and petty.
He also, to me, from this sounds like he's kind of like an anti-masker, anti-vaxxer, because he's kind of his parents are like, it's 2020, maybe don't come to Thanksgiving because you seem to be going out all the time and doing whatever you want. He's like, oh, you're going to get a disease from Tori because she's a whore.
Yeah, not cool.
Right.
Call me ludicrous, but I feel like something's weird with him and Tori. Like,
maybe he's got some feels.
Is he jealous? Yeah.
Sister, I think he might be.
And also,
jealous.
Yeah, I feel like he has no friends and
he's still friends with Brendan.
Ew, he feels like monster energy drink as a person. That's what I'm getting from his vibe.
Okay.
Yeah.
So here's my thoughts. I have conflicting views. First of all, I agree that when you have someone that you're dating and you introduce them to your family, they are obviously going to form some sort of connection. So right. I recognize why he would feel disappointed in her and like maybe even still want to maintain some sort of relationship or friendship with her ex-husband, whatever the situation is. The thing that is messy is like to not show up to her wedding. That's just like, I think, uncalled for. I think that it wasn't drama enough for you to have to not go to her wedding. And then, the whole Thanksgiving situation and like the comments about his sister giving an STD is very different than a viral illness. You can deadly to you have to go an extra mile to try to contract an STD or potentially contract an STD. You could just get COVID from being in the same space, so it's like even remotely comparable.
Like you're not going to get chlamydia at Thanksgiving dinner from from your daughter sitting across the table. Okay, let me hit you with this next paragraph. So he says, Derek says, I hardly spoke to my family in 2021. My parents would send me texts like, when you are ready to apologize, we'll be here type shit. I responded with a Bible verse about adultery and how they support it. I was berated again, and we hardly spoke until October of 2021. Last year, I was told we were doing Thanksgiving at Tori's place, and if I wanted to come, I needed to apologize to Tori and her husband. I laughed and ended up going to Brendan's family's. When Brendan's mom's posted me with her family on FB and tagged me with a quote about family being those you choose. I never told her to post it, but my mom saw it and went apeshit, asking for me to come over and talk, even commenting on the post. I'm just going to throw out there, anybody who responds with a Bible verse to anything,
take a lap.
I don't trust them.
Yeah.
No.
I think with the whole Bible verse thing and this budding bromance with Brendan, like it sounds like Derek and Brendan need to buy like a van and start like a Instagram page for like van life, because that's really what I'm getting from these guys. They just
bro van.
Yeah. Bro van life. No one has to bother them. They can, send Bible verses to people and just, be friends forever. And they don't have to hurt anyone.
Also, I love that. Brendan's mother sounds like also a loser. One who uses Facebook, you're chuggy. No, that's a mom's platform, we understand. But you don't
she's
need
where
a
where she's supposed to be.
She is. I'll leave her alone. But she really said pick or it didn't happen. Like, did you really not have that many people at Thanksgiving that you really stretched to bring this man over? Just just weird.
It feels a little targeted. It's definitely a post that's like, because she probably only has about 35 people who follow her, you know, and like one of which is probably this guy's mom. And she was like, mm-hmm. family is who you choose. Look how happy we are. Look at all these pies.
Yeah. Why? Also, poor Tori.
Yeah, poor Tori in the middle of this. Just following her heart, you know. She may have fallen out of love with Brendan. Maybe Brendan was a piece of shit.
Yeah, if he's hanging out with Derek.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Your vibe attracts your tribe. Yeah, that's weird.
Last paragraph here. He says, so this year my plan is to go to Brendan's family again. My mom called and said she wanted to host this year. I asked if Tori and her husband would be there. She said, of course they are. They're family. I said, So was Brendan, but I saw how you treated him and me, so no thank you. Yesterday, my dad called and said mom is distraught and has been for years. She wants us to get along, and I need to do the right thing. I said I'll come if my sister isn't invited. He said that he wouldn't do that to the family. I said he did that to me for 2 years. He claimed I did it to myself. My mom is now saying that it was my dad that has been a hard ass about this the whole time. I said she should have divorced him then because I'm not putting up with his shit anymore. Either my sister isn't invited or I don't come. Period.
This guy's a baby.
I need to take a walk. It's gone too far. If the mom's distraught, I'm sick.
And it really does sound like Derek and Brandon. Those are the names, right?
Close.
I mean, Derek's the main
hypothetically. Yes, yeah. Okay. I love that throughout this whole episode, we're just like switching names for them. It's like, and Frederick and John need to just, but no, they really do seem to be life partners at this point. Like they really, I mean, clearly they're riding so hard for each other. I'm with Jason. I think that they should buy a little cottage in Vermont, maybe Washington or Oregon, start a co-op. Live off the land. They don't have to interact with society. They can just forget about their parents and go full hermit mode in the woods.
Yeah.
Whatever you want, because clearly they're just a disturbance to the people in their
lives. Yeah, it would be like a patriarchy village. They want to just like control Tori, but they can try to do that from afar where they're not hurting anyone but each other. And they're just like every night they're just like, hey, Brendan. What do you think Tori's up to? Probably
being a whore.
Yeah.
Giving my family chlamydia.
The fact that he's coming in at the end and being like, you know what? I'm going to break up my parents' marriage over this. Like,
Why did he bring Papa into this and say divorce his ass? He has Alzheimer's. Like, leave him out of this. I also don't like that Brandon was shocked when he's like, is Tori coming? Like, babe, you have family of three. Like, yeah, she's coming. Like,
mm-hmm. Wait, that was Derek. That was Derek.
Yes, exactly.
Derek, Brendan, Trevor, Brad, they're all the same
guy. I don't like that Derek, they're the same. Yeah, Brad Kyle, and Chad.
Chandler.
I didn't like that he was so confused that obviously Tori's coming. Like, yeah, you have a van, stay there.
He's given ultimatums. You know, he's the one who's saying it's pick. It's either me or her. And it's throwing out Bible verses saying divorce dad. Like, this guy has no compromise. This guy is just, it's his way or the highway.
Unhinged.
And I don't even know if we need to vote, but let's go ahead and vote. Who do we think Derek, the original poster here, is an asshole?
Yes.
Yes.
Got two yeses.
I kind of get what he's saying. I'm kidding. Asshole.
I think it's a pretty clear, resounding, this guy's an asshole.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right, great. I'm glad we established that this guy is a real asshole.
He's like an A-lister asshole.
He's top tier asshole. Yeah. Self-righteous. Super self-righteous asshole. I was going to say, I think the family should divorce freaking Derek. They should be like, you know what, you go live with Brendan's family in the yurt. Like, we're done with you.
I'm with you.
Yeah,
we're done.
You know what he's reminding me of? He's throwing out Bible verses. He's reminding me of a Bible story I know where God told Abraham to kill his son, and then he was gonna do it, and God was like, I just wanted to see if you would do it. And it was like, come on, God,
it's a prank, bro.
What? Why would you do that?
I can't believe you were about to do it, Abraham. You fucking, that's hardcore, dude.
Yeah, so there's your Bible verse, dork.
Also, how about the Bible verse of like, don't call your sister a whore? There's one that's gonna be in there somewhere.
Actually, in the Bible, I bet you it's like, you should call your sister a whore.
Luke 17, where it says, all sisters are whores.
Hey, fam, I'm Simone Boyce.
I'm Danielle Robay.
And we're the hosts of The Bright Side, a daily podcast from Hello Sunshine that's guaranteed to light up your day.
Every weekday, we bring you conversations with the culture makers who inspire us.
Like our recent episode with Hollywood royalty Regina and Raina King. We talked about the creative power of women's relationships.
I feel like, thank God for women, like, especially when it comes to Black women, the way we lean on our mothers, our grandmothers, our sisters, our friends. We're just each other's pulse. I mean, it's molecular, you know?
Listen to The Bright Side from Hello Sunshine on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, I'm home.
Everyone knows that it's Dad's job to be a bit of a joker.
Sorry I'm late, everyone. There was an accident at the factory. Monty fell into the upholstery machine. Don't worry, though. He's fully recovered.
Good one, Dad.
Did you get the pizza for dinner?
So he likes to keep everyone happy with some dad jokes.
Yep, right here. I had a coupon, and it saved me a lot of dough.
Well, the truth is, Dad is just a fun guy.
Hey, I'm not a mushroom.
Please stop. Where does he get these stupid jokes from?
He listens to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast.
Oh, great. More dad jokes for me.
We've delivered over 15,000 jokes to over 3 million listeners, and man, the postage fees are killing us. Listen to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast every day on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone, this is Molly and Matt, and we're the hosts of Grown Up Stuff, How to Adult, a podcast from Ruby Studio and iHeart Podcasts.
It's a show dedicated to helping you figure out the trickiest parts of adulting.
Like how to start planning for retirement, creating a healthy skincare routine, understanding when and how much to tip someone, and so much more.
We're back with season 2 of the podcast, which means more opportunities to glow up and become a more responsible and better adult, one life lesson at a time.
And let me just tell you, this show is just as much for us as it is for you. So let's figure this stuff out together. This season, we're going to talk about whether or not we're financially and emotionally ready for dog ownership.
We're going to figure out the benefits of a high-yield savings account.
And what exactly are the duties of being a member of the wedding party?
All that plus so much more.
Let's learn about all of it and then some. Listen to Grown Up Stuff How to Adult on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Grown Up Stuff.
All right, let's move on. Jordan, you got a story to share, right?
Yeah, I sure do. So this is another Am I the Asshole? Okay. And he's asking if he's the asshole for telling his wife that she can stay home this Thanksgiving. So my wife is a grade A picky eater. A-plus picky eater, actually. So emphasis.
The worst.
It's bothersome to a certain degree, but on holidays, basically the shit show begins. She'd refuse to eat certain meals, and mom would take it personally, which results in a series of arguments between them. As a compromise this year, my wife offered to bring her own food to Thanksgiving dinner. I was stunned. I asked if she thought this through, and it would be weird for her to bring her own food, especially when she wouldn't be sharing it with anybody else, and told her to think about how mom will react. She'd get very offended and upset. My wife said that that's not her problem and that she was just trying to make it work by bringing her own meal. I told her again that mom might not like nor even allow this. She blew up at me asking me if I wanted her to either eat food she doesn't like or to go hungry. I suggested she just gives my mom's food a chance, but she said it wasn't about my mom's cooking. She just does not like certain foods. We had an argument, and I ended up telling her she could stay home this Thanksgiving and have whatever meal she likes. She got quiet and then lashed out, calling me insensitive and negative to say this to her. I repeatedly asked her to calm down, but she couldn't stop ranting about how I was basically willing to exclude her from a major event. She started cold-shouldering me about it while at the same time guilting me, saying I'm treating her poorly after she offered the, quote, perfect compromise. So, is he the asshole? I'll start. First of all, sounds like your mama's cooking is trash because she can say it's not a... She can say it's not about the cooking all she wants, but realistically, it's a nicer, more respectful thing to do. Oh, no, I just don't like the green bean casserole. I don't like anyone's green bean. No, that's disgusting. So I think it probably is a little bit about the mom's cooking. And second of all, what about all the people who are like gluten-free, vegetarian, like myself? Last year, I brought like fake chicken patties from Walmart and just popped that between two slices of bread, called that my Thanksgiving dinner. Like, it's not a disrespectful thing. You just have to adapt to what your diet needs. So I think he's being dramatic. I think his mom needs to relax and also sign up for masterclass and take a cooking lesson because the green bean casserole needs to be dumped. And that's my tea.
Agreed. I'll just say, I wanted to throw in that this is kind of reminding me of Love is Blind season 3 a little bit. Without giving any spoilers, there's a couple, Cole and Zeneb. And the moral of the story, you know, for both with me is like, you're not both assholes. You're both just wrong for each other. And so probably acting like assholes because... Both of these people in this story came off like children to me. I think it's really sus when anyone refers to their parent to someone else as like mom and dad. This guy just kept being like, and mom this and mom that. It's like, that's your mother. That's not my mother. So don't just say mom without my. That's like what weird rich people do. And then just like psychos do. They're just like mom and dad. So I think that was sus, but I also think she's like, I'm going to bring my own food to Thanksgiving is just a little bit weird to me when you are the guest. If you're a part of the family, like, and someone is definitely not taking your dietary restrictions into account, of course, like bring your own meal. It just sounds like she doesn't like this food. And this kind of food.
Right.
And so to me, I'm just like, you're being very showy by bringing your own food. If it's just a preference, like just put food on your plate and don't eat it. Like move it around. I've been doing that for 35 years. I hate eating at people's houses. It's disgusting, but I do it and I've never been called on it. So.
We need to unpack that, Jason.
Yeah, that's concerning.
I hate eating at other people's homes. I think other people's homes are disgusting, and I don't like the food that they make, no matter what. I'm just like, don't invite me to your home. Invite me to a third-party location. Like, let's go to Fuddruckers. Let's go to Red Robin.
I'm with you there.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah.
We might have to do Am I the Asshole about Jason.
Just. Yeah, also, like, my fat ass will eat anything, so that's wrong.
Yeah, I'm all about going over to
I'm with Will on this one. Yeah, I don't care if they baked it with their big toe. I mean, I would, but if they didn't tell me, I'm not going to be like, tastes like hangnail. Yeah. You know, like, I wouldn't know.
Wait, I just, like...
I would already have eaten.
Really quick detour, like, someone... As a wedding gift to my wife and me, invited us over to dinner at their house. And I was like, that's the worst gift ever. They were like, we want to have you over for dinner.
How about a gift card?
Are they a Michelin star chef?
No.
Are they broke?
The food, no. The food sucked. And they have money. So, anyway.
Oh, my God. Are they going to listen to this? And are you going to get an email?
Don't think so. But I hope so. If you're listening...
Okay.
I did this for comedy.
Sorry, not sorry?
I'm with Jason. I don't like to eat at other people's houses either because anytime I'm like eating off their plate, it's like you have ragu stuck to your Tupperware. Like this tastes like dishwater. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like I'm just imagining the food that you had on this plate prior to me eating it. So it just makes me anxious. I prefer a restaurant. I don't know why.
I guess. So I don't know.
Thank you.
I don't know who you guys' friends are. It sounds like you're friends with Rip Van Winkle, but like my friends are clean.
Who are these ragamuffins making dinner?
Yeah. For? What are you? Where are you guys eating? Who's the friends you got? Yeah, Jordan
like,
went under
Charlie
the
chimney sweep, who's like coming over for dinner. Like
Jesus,
I made a fresh batch of goulash.
Jason got invited by Rumpelstiltskin to have an entree and hasn't recovered since. Like, God damn it. My friends use soap, so maybe we're different.
All right, Daniela, what's your take? What do you think about?
I'm sorry, we don't use Rip Van Winkle as a reference enough, and I'm going to bring it back to
the guy who fell asleep for 100 years?
Yeah, his beard is serving musty.
Yeah, he's definitely not wearing like a net. He's not wearing.
He's not wearing a hair net. Yeah,
I'm not eating there.
Yeah, got a few hairs in there.
That's for Jordan. That he was Jordan's lunch monitor, and that's why she's still shaken up.
It's true. Every time you walk past my table, the beard just dragged across my plate. So a little PTSD from that.
Oh my.
Okay. What's the story again?
we've gone so far.
We have strayed a path. It's definitely weird to bring your own food, but I agree with what Jason said. Just grab a piece of garlic bread. And what is she so picky about? Like, there's veggies, there's starch, and there's meat. Like, I don't know. Figure it out. Eat the dog's food. Like, I don't know. Pretend. Eat a piece of jam. I feel like she could fake it. If so, maybe be like, hey, babe, can you bring me like a little air fried patty and like you do it because I don't want to look rude like making, you know, an artichoke dip or something. Like make that on him, and like he knows that he married like a Chuck E. Cheese eater, so like I feel like the mom is also being really old school. Like she can't make a little like side of nuggets in the shape of a turkey. Like I don't know.
I think they're
giving,
a good candidate. Yeah, I think these people are a good candidate for a TLC show I just discovered called I'm Dating a Mama's Boy. It's a twisted show, but it's usually like a girlfriend or a wife and a mother just like facing off. And this is definitely that.
This sounds like the most TLC show of all time.
Yeah, I would watch this.
You all offered some good solutions that I didn't think about. She could pregame before Thanksgiving dinner, have her little whatever she made beforehand, and then just, like you were saying, stir the little food around.
Right.
Or you could try to frame it as, like, something kind you're doing. Like, bring one dish, maybe pregame a little bit, and then cook yourself one dish and be like, look, I brought this for everybody. And then, like, just take a giant heap right at the beginning. You know what I mean? There's definitely ways. The thing that I'm interested in knowing is how long they've been together. Like, is this year 29 of eating Meemaw's, like, cranberry sauce or what? Like, if this is only a few years in, then you got to suck it up. Babes. But if if you're on year, like, 25, I get it. Like, I'm going to Denny's afterwards. So it kind of is there's a lot of context required for me.
And also, the thing that gets me is if this person had allergies or if they had dietary restrictions, like those are valid reasons to be like, I can't eat any of this. Like I have celiac or whatever. And then to be like, I will bring something that works for me. Great. There's the compromise. But like at a Thanksgiving meal, there's so much variety. There's so many different types of food to be like, I hate all of this is like, you're a prick.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when you're at that level of a picky eater where you're like, I only eat noodles with butter, it's like I can't be around you. Like I can't date you. I can't, like, how do we live life if you're like everywhere we go you're gonna go on vacation, go to Greece and be like, I'll just have a chicken nugget or two. It's like I would lose my mind. So I think this guy is kind of the asshole just for marrying somebody who is such a picky eater and like
and being
committing to this
it.
Life
ding, ding.
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? So I'm in this guy's an asshole.
Before there's an update, by the way. I wanted to get everyone's thoughts first, but there's an update. So it says update. So my wife has decided to go spend Thanksgiving with her family, who, by the way, live hours away. So this means unnecessary travel expenses instead and basically ditch me for a whole week. Y'all happy now? That's what his update was. So,
That does make me think it is a little bit of the mom's cooking, because if she can go, or maybe she can just go to her own families and just be like, I'm just going to eat my, I'm going to eat my noodles with butter. Or maybe her parents are also as equally as picky as her. And they're like, happy Thanksgiving. Like, here's your, here's your like
dino nuggets. It is to me sounding like it's like a, your mom's cooking situation, because I just don't believe in adult picky eaters as this is describing. I think there are some, but to me, I think most adults claim to be picky eaters to avoid having to eat someone's cooking. And maybe this is the type of guy who's like, but my mommy's cooking is like restaurant quality. And it's like, she put like a dash of pepper on the turkey and called it a day. So it's like, he could be the type of guy who would be offended by someone. My mom's this, or my parents are the same way. Parents don't listen to this. My grandma on my dad's side cannot cook to save her life. She'd burn the kitchen down. And if my mom were to say that to my dad, he would like have to storm out of the house and like go to the lake and cry. So sometimes to avoid the drama, you just say like you're picky. So that's what it's giving to me. I think both of them are immature and therefore like a little bit of assholes. I don't know that there's a winner and a loser in this situation.
Yeah, they're all assholes here.
Totally.
Wow.
Jason, did you vote?
Yeah, they're both assholes.
Hey fam, I'm Simone Boyce.
I'm Danielle Robay.
And we're the hosts of The Bright Side, a daily podcast from Hello Sunshine that's guaranteed to light up your day.
Every weekday, we bring you conversations with the culture makers who inspire us.
Like our recent episode with Hollywood royalty Regina and Raina King. We talked about the creative power of women's relationships.
I feel like, thank God for women, like, especially when it comes to Black women, the way we lean on our mothers, our grandmothers, our sisters, our friends, we're just each other's pulse. I mean, it's molecular, you know?
Listen to The Bright Side from Hello Sunshine on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, I'm home.
Everyone knows that it's Dad's job to be a bit of a joker.
Sorry I'm late, everyone. There was an accident at the factory. Monty fell into the upholstery machine. Don't worry, though. He's fully recovered.
Good one, Dad.
Did you get the pizza for dinner?
So he likes to keep everyone happy with some dad jokes.
Yep, right here. I had a coupon, and it saved me a lot of dough.
Well, the truth is, Dad is just a fun guy.
Hey, I'm not a mushroom.
Please stop. Where does he get these stupid jokes from?
He listens to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast.
Oh, great. More dad jokes for me.
We've delivered over 15,000 jokes to over 3 million listeners, and man, the postage fees are killing us. Listen to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast every day on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone, this is Molly and Matt, and we're the hosts of Grown Up Stuff How to Adult, a podcast from Ruby Studio and iHeart Podcasts.
It's a show dedicated to helping you figure out the trickiest parts of adulting.
Like how to start planning for retirement, creating a healthy skincare routine, understanding when and how much to tip someone, and so much more.
Here's a clip from an upcoming episode featuring the weekly home checks, Keyshawn Lane, that you won't want to miss.
A common mistake that a lot of people do, they use fabric softener when it's not so great for your clothes.
Should we never be using fabric softener?
No, you should not ever be using fabric softener. Oh. It leaves a deposit on our clothes, which is also left in the machine. And it also makes the clothes highly flammable.
Wait, what?
Yes. What you want to do instead is just use a quarter cup of vinegar.
And that'll make them softer?
That'll make them softer. And if you wanted some kind of scent, you can use essential oils.
Wow, wow, wow. Catch new episodes of Grown Up Stuff How to Adult every other Tuesday on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Grown Up Stuff.
All right, welcome back. All right, Daniela, you've got a story you want to share? Hit us.
I have a very good asshole or no asshole story. Let me know. Am I the asshole for making my Thanksgiving guests pay? And this guy goes, am I the asshole for making my Thanksgiving guests pay for their own entrees? We live in Florida and my mother and stepdad are driving down from Michigan to visit. We had an idea to do lobster instead of a traditional turkey for the meal.
Oh,
with the cost of lobster, right? With the cost of lobster being quite high, we thought it would be great to have a bring your own lobster theme, meaning guests would prepay for their own live lobster that I will pick up on Thanksgiving Day. I will only pick up the amount of lobster that are prepaid. Pause. That doesn't feel like Thanksgiving. That feels
like... This
is a
terrible idea.
Yeah.
This also feels like the friend who's like, hey, let's all go on vacation together. Like, I'm going to pick a 5-star resort in the Maldives and like, I can afford it. Like, but you guys also got to go pay. Like, can you guys can do that, right? Everybody cool with that? Cool.
Mm-hmm. Like, hey, so I'm having a wedding, but I can't pay for it. And I would like everyone to pay to come to my wedding. That's what it sounds like too.
Also, if he's already getting into the thick of it, why are you making this like a classy, bougie thing? It feels like no one wants this.
Yeah. And also, are you going to like, sorry, 3 out of the 4 of you paid for lobsters. I'm going to pick up the 3 lobsters and whoever the fourth person, like, you're just not going to.
You get a langostino. Yeah. You get a langostino.
He'll give you a crawdad or two.
You eat the dog. Yeah. What the hell? All right. Let me finish. He goes, my mom, who is more traditional, is quite frustrated that she will be traveling all the way to Florida and still has to pay for her own food. I'm with mom. She said she would rather have turkey stuffing and green bean casserole. My wife's family, though, is very excited about the idea, but not my mom and stepdad. I'm concerned this is coming off more selfish and not the fun shellfish dinner I was hoping for.
Oh, I see what he did there. Yeah, more selfish, funny. Not shellfish.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. You don't throw a party at a club and get bottle service and invite all of your friends to your party and then be like, oh, I'm going to actually have to charge you per shot. I'm sorry. We're doing this insanely extravagant, expensive thing that I want to do, but I also know that it's out of my price range. So I'm just going to make it your problem. Come on, dude.
Asking your parents to chip in on anything feels weird. Like, just that alone. Be like, hey, mom, can you Venmo me $65? Like,
she paid for your braces. She's like, can you owe her.
Can you undo my what is it called?
C-section scar.
Yeah, like, can you undo my C-section scar? Like, what are we talking about?
Oh, my God.
Here?
Yeah. You're also, like, lobster is not the Thanksgiving vibe. Are they going to have to pay per butter dip? You know, like, how tedious are we going to get here?
Counterpoint, though, I want to just say this person didn't ask to be born. So their parents kind of brought them into this mess. And I feel like they should be able to charge their parents whatever they want. He didn't ask to be born.
True.
I actually say that all the time. I've always said that, but
I don't know. Sitting around the Thanksgiving table with like,
cracking
mallets and crackers and bibs and just being like just flying butter shellfish everywhere. I mean,
that sounds good to me.
I'll be sick.
I just think it's a weird theme. Don't bring up the theme if like you're not catering it. Mm-hmm. And you know, regular Thanksgiving, get a huge turk. Cut its limbs up and budget friendly and green bean casserole with Tori and Derek. Like they're doing a bit much, I feel.
Or do like a fundraiser for your Thanksgiving meal. You know, like
start a GoFundMe. We're doing
crowdfund this lobster Thanksgiving meal.
Yeah.
Or just save it for when you have some money, dude. Something to strive for. Be like, I want to have a Thanksgiving lobster meal. In the next 5 years, I better find a job that can make this happen. Drive Lyft, dude.
Yeah, in this economy, with inflation, lobster prices are through the roof.
Yeah,
I think I'm going to go ahead and say I think this guy's also an asshole for for like proposing this idea and then not having the means to follow through on it.
Funds to back it up. Asshole. I agree. I'm going to second that. Broke asshole. Was that an option?
Yeah, I agree. Definitely an asshole. No, for sure. I think, like, why, first of all, are you picking crustacean for Thanksgiving dinner? That's like a bizarre choice to begin with. That's like crustacean is like a New Year's thing. So like maybe like push it a month, see if you can save up by then.
Yeah.
And yeah, like if you want to do it, then you need to be able to like pay for it, in my opinion, if you're inviting people to your house to do that. So
yeah,
asshole from me as well.
I bet his poor mom is probably like, I'm allergic to shellfish. I just don't want to say anything.
And she's taking a flight just to eat shellfish with your shellfish ass. That's just horrible.
Bring an EpiPen and bring your own meal, Meemaw.
Right? Jeez. Yeah, Meemaw's going to crack her dentures after one shrimp. Like, it's not a happy Thanksgiving, it's sounding like.
Yeah, it sounds rough. All right. Last story. Jason, what do you got?
Let's take it home. So am I the asshole for bringing my significant other to my mom's Thanksgiving dinner, despite knowing my mom doesn't like her? So here's the backstory. In fifth or sixth grade, there was a girl named Sarah that made my life absolute hell to the point where my mom would still use her as an example of the stereotypical personification of a spoiled child for years. Needless to say, my family hated her. And about 5 months ago, I moved back to my hometown because I wanted to live near my dad, who was getting pretty old, and I want to help him and my mom out. Sounds like a nice guy so far.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Then by coincidence, I ran into Sarah at an event, and we started talking about school and other things. She's now a med school graduate and has done pretty well for herself. She apologized for everything.
Hey, she turned herself around.
She apologized. We basically laughed at the dumb, cringe-worthy middle school drama, and we ended up spending a night together. And after some time, I took her out on a proper date, and it was amazing. Needless to say, I'm really happy and into her. Can't say the same for my mom, though. So
wait, one second. We spend the night together, and then after some time, I took her out on a proper date.
Yeah.
The order of operations there feels a little off. Maybe I'm being old-fashioned, but...
It's giving Tory.
You know, I say, you know, it's giving Tory vibes. It's giving Derek.
Yeah, it's giving, quote-unquote, nice guy vibes of like, hey, I just moved back because my dad's very old. My dad's suffering from elderly, and so I'm so good. You should definitely hook up with me. Kind of giving that vibe.
And then I'll take you out to dinner after like maybe 3 or 4 nights of sex.
Sometime.
Yeah, what the heck?
Okay, let's give him a chance. So my mom has been calling her a snake and making snarky comments whenever I bring her up, saying that people don't change and she's going to double cross me eventually. I just have to wait and see. I got into an argument with my mom over this because no matter how much I tell her that I'm happy in this new relationship, she keeps doing this and it's starting to piss me off. Then one time I went out to dinner with my parents and my mom said I should be with one of my more attractive friends and that I haven't given any other girls in my hometown a real chance because I'm hanging out with that snake Sarah. So I don't know what's out there.
Oh my God.
So just to pause for a second, mom's kind of coming off a little harsh.
Mom's kind of an asshole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mom is giving a-hole.
She said she'll double cross you eventually. Like, are you like an international spy? Like, I feel like mom's being a little dramatic here.
Yeah. Double cross. They were like in elementary school. God forbid she stole an extra glue stick. Like, I feel like
people change. Is Sarah trying to get the codes to the nuclear devices that you have? Like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah. Honestly, I feel like Sarah's misunderstood. Like, she was the line leader once, and now everyone is making it seem like it was more than it was.
Yeah, Sarah goes by the name Alec Trevelyan from 007 GoldenEye.
Oh, 006. 006.
Just double crossing all over the place, right? Oh, that was good. No, let's close it out. Then yesterday, Thanksgiving, I invited Sarah to join us as my sister also invited her fiance as well. My mom was overall nasty and rude to her the whole time and kept giving both me and her dirty looks and being mean in small ways. For example, my mom told her to sit in the back instead of pulling another chair up to the table. And she made snarky comments about how Sarah was dressed more than once. After a while, Sarah took me to the back of the house and asked me if we could leave, and I did. I said goodbye to everyone, and so did Sarah, including my mom. Mom called me afterwards, and we argued about it. She blamed everything on Sarah, like always, but genuinely, she hasn't done anything bad, and I told my mom she should apologize, and she said she won't. My mom is just being childish. I don't get it.
I mean, I want to know what other mean things. Like, her mom was like, no, we're out of chairs. Go sit in the garage.
Sit in the back. It's so weird to me that this grown-ass woman, probably in at least her 40s or 50s, like, hates a child. Like, she hates this Sarah as a little kid. She's like, that six-year-old Sarah, we hate her.
Sarah must have done something that really, really triggered this mom when she was in her youth, that she was like, forever, like, I hate this. I hate this kid. She's a snake.
It would be great if the guy who wrote this actually doesn't know how much of a snake Sarah actually is. And the whole time, Sarah was walking up to the mom just being like, hey, I'm going to steal your son, you piece of shit. And then when the guy would turn around, she was just like, oh my God, your mom's being so mean to me.
Then I'm also still team Sarah, because slay.
Totally. It's also kind of giving, like, mom obsessed with her son, like, doesn't want anyone to steal. What's that one scientist that this whole thing is about? You know what I'm talking about? It sounds like the mom is, like, a little obsessed with the son and is like, you're going to take my child away from me. If you've been hating on her since she was, like, 7 years old, like, you're... Yeah. A little off. You're a little bizarre for that. And she didn't really give him any specific reasons. She just was like, she's a snake. She's going to double cross you. Like, she's going to steal your lunch money. She's going to, like, I don't know, put gum in your hair on the back of the bus. Like, I don't know what she's hypothesizing. The other thing is, if you have a child, when you birth them, you have to understand one day they're going to grow up, they're going to fall in love with somebody, and they're going to want to get married. And you, as the parent, need to know that you're going to make the effort to try to support your child in their dating, whatever. So it doesn't sound like she's even giving her, like, the opportunity. It sounds like every chance she's getting, she's making the relationship sour. And then, question, are they married or they're dating right now?
They're just dating. Yeah.
So in the case that they end up getting married, now mom's made it super awkward for life, because you've, like, made pick before they're married, and now the wife has bad blood, except now they're wives and or their husband and wife. So it's like, you know, now you've
it's
made
also
it awkward.
So weird to be like there's prettier girls in town. You should date
mom,
the prettier girls.
You're a surface level biatch. Yeah. Also, I'm really curious what Sarah did. Then the movie Just Go With It, and they're, say, taking a Devlin. Like, I feel like that was it. But with Sarah, like, it's been years, and the guy's, like, balding, and she's like, Sarah, that's such a Sarah move. Like, that's, I don't know, I feel like
classic,
that's far-fetched
Sarah.
From the mom. Yeah.
I'm sure, like, Sarah came over one time and, like, didn't take her shoes off when she came in the house, and that mom was like, you're dead to me, Sarah.
You're done. Just saying, like, my mom even has people from high school or middle school that she doesn't like. And, like, if I'm ever with them, she'll be like, oh, like, she's still weird, I bet. But she's not like, you know, delete that boomerang of you two. She's disgusting. It's just like, you know, I don't know, not that die hard.
I don't even know. Wait, we didn't vote on this one yet, did we?
No, I'm going to vote and say they're not. He is not the asshole. He's just unless she really is a snake, they have a great relationship and mom's the asshole. That's my vote.
So the question is he the asshole for inviting his girlfriend, even though his mom doesn't like her?
Yeah.
Oh,
also,
mom's the asshole.
Mom's an asshole, and she's a grown asshole. Like, you're a grown-ass woman. So, she's a GAA for me. A grown-ass asshole.
Okay, well, I think that's all the time that we have. I think we learned a lot here today. And I hope everyone has a really great Thanksgiving. And just a reminder, you know, don't be an asshole at Thanksgiving. It's not that hard. Like, if you're if your son has a girlfriend you don't like, just deal with it. Don't be an asshole to her. What else did we learn? What other takeaways did we have?
What we've learned this call is that Jason and Jordan will never have dinner at each other's houses. But me and Will will be hosting and attending any and every dinner party.
That's right. I've got a butterboard ready to go.
My rebuttal, first of all, I think Jason might be the only person's house that I would eat at, because if he shares my sentiment about eating at other people's houses, I would presume that he has a very clean kitchen. So Jason, I'm happy to come over anytime.
You're invited.
And then my takeaway would be stay out of the yurt. Keep your parents out of your relationships. And that if your girlfriend finds new boyfriend, and then you should take her old boyfriend and move to the suburbs of Vermont and start a co-op. That's my takeaways.
And I think I've learned that people are like seasons. Mm-hmm. We change, baby.
Wow.
And on an uplifting note.
And lastly, I'll just say also just compromise. A lot of these situations are just because people aren't willing to compromise. So like, look, the holidays, it's a lot of family. It's a lot about compromise. So just like, just try and meet everybody halfway and with some grace and some humility. That's all I got to say. Thanks for listening to Hashtag Storytime. Season 4 will be coming at you early next year, and we've got some really top-notch guests like Adam Pally, Ryder Strong, and Lucky Yates. So make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode. As always, we'd love to hear your stories, so give the Storytime hotline a call at 323-741-1873 and tell us about your shittiest holiday experience. If you love Reddit stories like these, make sure you follow us on IG and TikTok. Links in the description. Finally, I'd just like to say how grateful I am for each and every one of you Fable Babies out there listening and sharing. I hope you all have a magical holiday season filled with love, laughter, and as few interactions with assholes as possible. Hashtag Storytime is produced by iHeartRadio and Curativity, hosted by Will McFadden, produced by Jason Shapiro, Jordan Elijah Michael, Daniela Mora, and Will McFadden. Original music by Scott Simons.
Hi, this is Kurtwood Smith. You remember me from such TV comedies as That 70s Show and That 90s Show on Netflix. I'll never forget the words that my grandfather said just before he kicked the bucket. He said, "Watch how far I can kick this bucket." People ask me where I get my dad jokes from. I tell them to listen to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast. Listen to Daily Dad Jokes every day on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.